Melnick in the Afternoon. Listen live weekdays from 3 to 7 on TSN 690.
Welcome back. Melnick in the Afternoon on TSN 690. Just ahead of Pierre Maguire, Connor McKenna sitting in. 2 hours until game time, Habs and Rangers tonight at 7 o'clock on TSN 690. Mitch Gallo is here, so is Rod Francis. And a real pleasure and a surprise right now to welcome in someone who can tell us a little bit more about Martin Brodeur walking away from his career as a player and moving into a front office role with the St. Louis Blues. And that man is Lou Lamoriello, a longtime president and general manager of the New Jersey Devils, architect of those Stanley Cup championships and those Stanley Cup rings that Brodeur wears. Lou, welcome.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And very nice to have you on here. It must be a mixture of emotions for you right now.
Well, you know, all I think we should be doing now really is celebrating the career that Marty has had, you know, when he's decided to, you know, stop playing. And as far as his role with St. Louis, he's been there all year. I understand that. And I've said repeatedly that he's a Devil, will always be a Devil, and he will be welcome back into our organization at any time and when he sees fit. And I would like to think that that would happen.
Is that, has it been difficult for you? I mean, I know you're very close with him. Is it, have you had a hard time seeing him in a Blues jersey and now seeing him join that front office?
I you know, when you say a hard time, you know Marty as well as I think I know him, and likewise to him, you know, Marty is very comfortable in his own skin. I think that he surprised a lot of people by, you know, going and playing and waiting till the opportune time to do so. So I think that when Marty makes a decision, you have to respect it because it's something that he feels he wants to do. And, you know, I really am not in judgment, or do I, you know, not support him. And I think it's almost like you look at your own children.
Lou, you've been very good at evaluating talent over your career, and you've had to tell many players when they're coming to the end of their career that it was time for the Devils to move on, or maybe even time for them to retire. How difficult was that to not bring Marty back when he still felt as though he could contribute at the NHL level?
Well, I think that Marty made it very easy with the conversations we had. He recognized that, in other words, we had the opportunity to get Corey Schneider. In fact, Marty was very complimentary of that and complimentary of Corey. And Marty also knew how important it was, you know, to for a starting goaltender and, you know, what the role should be. And I think that Marty made all of those decisions as easy as they possibly could be, you know, for all the right reasons. You have to be very, very careful, you know, where you get your heart and your head mixed.
Do you guys have something planned for Marty down the road as far as his retirement?
Well, there's no question there. And I've had the question asked of, you know, will his jersey be retired? It's not a case of will it be. It's a question of when.
Thanks, Lou.
You're welcome.
That is Lou Lamoriello, president and general manager of the New Jersey Devils, talking to Martin Brodeur, who hung him up and made it official in a press conference today. He'll join the St. Louis Blues front office. It was always weird to see him in a Blues jersey.
Melnick in the Afternoon. Listen live weekdays from 3 to 7 on TSN 690.